Now, it looks like you're going to have to pay more to get your brown bin emptied if you live in Peterborough. Instead of £39 a year, which has been the price for the last few years, it'll now be £45. That's on top of a 6% council tax rise being proposed as part of this year's budget. Other suggestions to save the authority money include the removal of ticket machines from the bus station, the closure of Bretton Water Park, and even a reduction in floral displays at the city's crematorium. Leader of the City Council, John Holditch, told our political reporter Hannah Olsen that the council can make around £127,000 a year by increasing the cost of brown bins.
We brought a charge in 4 years ago of £39. We did promise that we wouldn't put it up annually, but the cost of administrating that now is £45, so we're proposing to put it up for £45. Those that have got two bins, there is no extra charge for the second bin.
I guess people will say, do I not pay my council to empty my bins? Why should I pay them again?
We have a statutory obligation to empty your black bin. We don't have a statutory obligation to alter the others. It is cost effective for us to empty the green bin because recycling costs, we don't have to put things into landfill and so on. But the brown bin is a service that people wanted to keep it. And if you wanted to keep it, then we ask you to pay for it.
John Holditch there, the leader of Peterborough City Council, while Julie Howell is the leader of the Green Party on the council. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
A few things to talk about here. Let's start with the waste issues. So we have the higher charge for brown bins and a limit on trips to the tip to dispose of DIY waste. Residents will only be allowed 12 trips a year. What do you think?
I think it's disgraceful. What on earth is the council thinking? And I think it's time to knock this romantic idea that we are in any way an environmental city on the head. It's absolute nonsense.
Do you think the signs should come down? Because there are signs, aren't there, on the entrances to Peterborough?
There are, and most residents just think it's a laugh, really. It's an absolute joke. I mean, the council should be incentivising people to be more environmentally friendly, not constantly punishing, particularly punishing poorer people. It seems that wherever there's misery, the council looks to make money from it. I think it's grotesque, really.
What do you think will be the impact of increasing the charge on brown bins? Because it's only a £6 increase to many people. That won't be catastrophic.
To people who don't have to worry about money, people have got big gardens and big houses, it's going to be really negligible. But for many people, any addition to your household bills can be absolutely catastrophic for you. And there's two sort of really bad reasons for introducing this. One is that we've already got a huge problem with people fly tipping their brown bin waste because they can't afford the charge or are not able to prioritise that charge for their household. And perhaps people don't understand that when you throw grass away where grass is not supposed to be, it causes huge problems to the local environment. It introduces nutrients to areas where they're not supposed to be, so it kills the plant life that's already there, and it can suffocate the ground and introduce non-native species that are not supposed to be there. But a real trend I've noticed in parts of Peterborough is actually people doing away with their gardens because of this brown bin charge, and instead you see people saying, oh, I'm going to get concrete slabs and just concrete over my back garden or put decking on my back garden. How is this helping our problem with the decrease in British birds? How's it helping the problem with the decrease in hedgehogs about the place?
And what about, Julie, what about the limit on trips to the tip to dispose of DIY waste? Do you think that will have an impact on fly tipping levels?
Massively. Massively. There's a complete misunderstanding about the fly tipping here. It's not residents that fly tip. Residents are falling prey to people who knock on the door and say they'll take their fly tip away for a small charge and then fly tip it elsewhere within the city. And that's only going to get worse. The council should be focusing on encouraging people to compost when it comes to their garden waste and making it easier for them to get rid of their DIY waste, because these days, so many more people are encouraged to do DIY, more ordinary households have the kind of builder's waste that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago. The council should be helping us all to get rid of it, not penalising us for it.
I suppose the thing is, Julie, you know, we've already got for next year a 6% increase in council tax on the cards. If John Holditch were here, he might say, well, if I don't increase the charge for brown bins, if I don't limit people's trips to the tip, I'd have to put up council tax even more.
Indeed, the money has to be got from somewhere. But when it comes to brown bins, I'd say start at level D council tax and above that, rather than penalising people who, as many people...
It is optional, though, isn't it? You don't have to pay for a brown bin.
But there are many people who live in rented accommodation who don't have a huge amount of disposable income, but have a responsibility to look after their little patch of garden, or they're going to be chucked out. And those people really, really suffer when there are increases like this. If people have the ability to pay, people have big houses and big gardens and can pay, that's fine. But there's loads of people who really struggle to manage their weekly budget at home, and they're going to find it really difficult to meet this new charge.
And I suppose, does the same go for the 6% extra on the council tax?
Well, perhaps it does, but people are struggling, you know, right across the board with this, and we need to look at where the council can make money. Why are we not making money from composting? I mean, I would say to residents, don't have your brown bin anymore, make compost and sell it.
Interesting. Do you think the council could make a lot of money? Could they make 130 grand a year on composting?
I'd like to hear that they're looking into it before they just tell us, well, we're just going to charge you more because we feel that you can pay.
Okay, Julie, thank you very much. Julie Howell there, who's the leader of the Green Party on Peterborough City Council. All next